Grace be to you, peace be to you, and grace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The scene of this gospel story for today is a town called Pleasant. According to the Jewish rabbis, it took its name from Jacob's blessing to his son Issachar in Genesis 49. The town was in the land apportioned to Issachar, and part of that blessing is that he saw the land that it was pleasant. The Hebrew word for that is na'im, meaning pleasant or beautiful. We've come to call it Nain. But none of this was in the thoughts of that poor widow that day as she went out to bury her only son. Was it pleasant for her? Was it beautiful for her? No. She had lost her boy, her hope of support and solace, and she wept with a broken heart. But the Lord Jesus had compassion on her and said to her, "Stop crying." He did not mean that death is not, in fact, something to weep and wail over. He knew that it is the curse of fallen mankind and the wages of sin and brings painful sorrow. He himself wept when his friend Lazarus died. But now he put an end to the weeping by showing himself to be the one who came to deliver from death when he said to the dead man, "Arise." He gave a token and a foreshadowing of what he had come to do. That is, he was soon to take upon himself the sins of the world. The law, that's the way of salvation, because the law pronounces the sentence of death upon sin. Sin delivers the sinner unto death and beyond that to hell. But the Savior suffered the sentence and the punishment, and when he had made full satisfaction for sin, he was pronounced free from the punishment. And he rose again from death triumphantly. And now Christ's victory is our victory through faith, because he is the substitute for sinners. And of this victory, we can become partakers through faith. He takes our sins upon himself and gives us his resurrection. At the font of holy baptism and at the altar of holy communion, we are united with the crucified and risen Savior. We have the hope of a glorious resurrection like his, and it shall be manifested to us at his coming. Christ turns death into life and darkness into light for the widow's son and for us. By faith, we think of death in a far different way than the unbelieving world can or does. We do not grieve as those that have no hope, and we need not feel disturbing uncertainty about what lies beyond the grave. We know that death is an enemy and an evil, an intruder into God's good creation, but by faith, we regard it as an enemy overcome by the Savior and the Lord of life. Every believer's grave will become a Nain, a pleasant place of beauty. And it's good to remind ourselves of these facts. I think this is what Nicholas Amsdorf was doing in the time of the Reformation, when he kept a coffin in his bedroom to look at in his lying down and in his rising up. And like him, even without a coffin in the bedroom, we can live in daily repentance, which remembers that we are mortal and that we deserve death, and also in the sure hope of forgiveness and a blessed resurrection through Christ. Jesus is present at every Christian funeral, just as he was at the funeral procession in Nain, as the Lord of life who will give comfort and help after death and the hope of a resurrection. A resurrection won't take place at that funeral, as happened at Nain. But, of course, we remember that the Lord said that we should be ready for his coming and its resurrection at any day or hour. And it could well happen that the parousia and its resurrection could come at the time that some Christian funeral is going on. I think about that sometimes. What a joy it would be if you or I were conducting a funeral, or if we are present at the funeral of a departed Christian, and the Lord would come, and the dead person would sit up and begin to speak, and the people would rejoice and glorify God and say, "The prophet has come." That would be a true Nain, a place. It would make it a pleasant place of beauty. In any case, every believer in Christ, when one dies trusting in the Lord, or when we mourn at the burial of a loved one, every and any believer in Christ can look forward to such a Nain that will happen sometime. The Christian faith of mourners can know that eventually the grand miracle of this gospel story will surely come to pass when the Son of Man shall appear to show himself the Lord of life and the conqueror of death. The believer knows that someday the Lord will come in glory to raise his people to live in a perfect Nain, the new heavens and the new earth, beautiful with righteousness and pleasant with glory and free from sin and death forever. We pray that it may come soon. Amen.